Hello everyone and welcome to the Hochschulkiste podcast about student life and career opportunities. Today we will talk about Pyramid Messe, company contact fair that helps students find jobs. We will also explore what it's like to be a part of organizing team. Joining me today is Margaret, a former member of the Pyramid Messe organizing team in Augsburg.
Hello.
We will learn how this experience shaped her career and life. So let's get started. So, can you please explain what Pyramid Firmenkontaktmesse is?
Sure. The Pyramid Kontaktmesse is a place where a lot of people, such as students, can go and look for the job opportunities to be a working student, or a long-term job, or a place to write the bachelor arbeit.
Yeah, or internship.
Right? Or internship too. It takes place every year in May.
Oh, in May. And only in Augsburg, right?
As the exact pyramid, a contact mass takes place only in Augsburg because it's funded from the Hochschule.
Mm-hmm. I also wanted to ask you, why did you decide to join the Pyramid Messe organizing team?
So I've decided to join the team because I had some good reviews from my friends that also joined them last years.
Mm-hmm.
I also have decided to join them in the design team where we worked on the Messe Guide, a book that covers all the firmes and companies.
Mm-hmm.
With their brief introduction and some advertisement. So, yes, and we also worked on some advertisement slides that were placed around the campus of our university.
Wow, so you designed some advertisements, right?
Our team worked together with one design agency that took the most part in designing the Messe guide and printed it, also with all the advertisement and flyers. But my team's biggest task was to prove if everything was written without mistakes, if everything looks good, if we had to make any new changes. So, for example, we changed the picture in the main cover of the guide, also worked on the back of the guide, and also we worked on the little different writing in the book. For example, there this year we added two more pages to the guide, which were called How to Studieren and How to Bewerben, which means how to study and how to bewerb yourself.
So how to apply.
How to apply. Yes.
Okay. And what was the selection process like for this organization team? Did you do something specific to apply?
As far as I remember, it was really easy to apply yourself. Firstly, I went to the Infoabend. So the evening where the members and the leaders of the pyramid team they organized the evening and they explained briefly how it works, which team they have. And so it was really informative to get to know about each team. And at this evening, I get to know a lot about other teams. And there I was thinking if I would better go to the team IT and Technik or to the team Design.
And what were the tasks for IT and Technik team?
They had a lot of tasks, and the biggest one I remember is that they had to work on the website and also the new app for the pyramid, which everyone can download, and it helps to go through the pyramid on the pyramid day.
And find companies,
Yes, it helps really a lot. They wanted to do, actually they had one application a few years before, that, but it didn't work out.
Oh, really?
So they had to do a new one.
I thought it was the first app.
Wow. Second.
I used this app the last year. It was really cool and really useful. to find some companies.
Yes, and it helps a lot when there is not enough Mesa guides, which are also really big and heavy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I remember by around 1 or 2 o'clock, it was already that we had no more Mesa guides, but people still wanted to take them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's where the app came in handy.
Cool. And why did you decide to go to design team?
I decided to join design team because I had good reviews from my friends that also were in this team a few years before.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the main reason.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I also wanted to say for our listeners that I also applied this year for a Pyramid Mesa as a part of organizing team, because I met Margaret last year and she inspired me to join the team this year. And now a bit more about your expectations. So what did you expect when you first started?
I had not so many expectations, but still I've got some regarding the events that Pyramid provides and makes for us, the team. So, for example, we went on the trip to Ulm twice for the 2 days, where it was like a team building event on the...
Wow.
Yes, it was really good. On the first team building event in autumn, we were in the Hochschulschloss.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's called like this.
Yeah, Hochschulschloss. Have in Illertissen, I think, the place called. Yeah.
Have you also been there?
Yeah.
Ooh. Did you like it?
It was cool, it was fun, but I didn't stay there for 2 days. I went back at the first day in evening back to Augsburg. Yeah, I think it was really cool to meet my team and to get to know our tasks. And yeah, team building was really interesting. So yeah, I liked it. And yep. How was your experience?
Yes, I liked it, and we also had some really delicious food, I remember. Had some good catering with some pizza, a lot of different drinks and other stuff. Then in the evening, also some people went back to Augsburg and some went to the hotel like I did. And in the evening, firstly, we had a dinner in the restaurant, which was really good. And afterwards, we had some event. We went to the laser tag, where you have these laser beams and shoot.
Wow!
Yes.
We didn't have it. So some people just went to the park and were drinking there and playing like a beer pong or something like that.
Oh. Oh. Maybe they do this for you in the next team building event.
Maybe. I hope so.
Yeah. And... then we had another team building in winter for the Christmas. It was in the Hochschule, in the Mensa, in our cafeteria. Also on this day, we make our photos of the teams. Yes, and received our polos, which we had to wear on the Pyramid Day.
Yeah.
And on this Christmas parties, they also organized some competition and games for people. So yeah, it was really fun.
Cool.
And yes, and before the exact Pyramid Day, for the 2 weeks, we had the last team building event where we had to choose our mission on the Pyramid Day, which is very different from what we did during the preparation of the pyramid.
And how exactly were they different? So what did you do there?
We had to choose a task for ourselves that would help people on the day of the pyramid. Yeah. For example, I had two tasks. The first one is to give away the stickers that people put on their clothes, which describes to which faculty they belong.
Yeah.
And the second team I was in is the Springer team, which is mainly helps everyone on the event. For example, if I see the firma that needs help, I, well, they wait with me. I go to them, ask what happened, and yes. And then I go find another person that can help them better if I cannot do this. For example, if they need an organizer of, or if they need just help through the building. Or for example, if other members of another different teams need to take a break, I will go and replace them.
Mm. Okay.
So yeah, everyone had to choose two tasks for themselves.
Yeah, I think it was really helpful. And what was challenging for you, and what did you find easy?
Challenging for me were the days when we received the tasks. It was only once, but it was challenging. The task we received about 1 or 2 days before the deadline.
Oh, it was a big task, or?
It was not that big because we were like 4 people in the team, apart from our leader. So we have done it, yes, but it still was a little bit hard because we had also other stuff to do from the union.
Yeah, of course. Yes. I understand.
And on the easy part, the tasks were not really hard, actually. It's just that they need some time to do. Also, another challenging thing for me was that a lot of other students in the whole pyramid team were from Wirtschaftspsychologie, so business psychology.
Yeah.
And it was hard for me to make new contacts with them because there were no one from my subject.
You mean in your team, you were the only one from another faculty, right?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. And also, actually, there were no one else from the design faculty, I guess.
That's sad. Why? But why there were no designers on in a designer team?
It's a good question. Yeah, I know that it's the easiest way to get 2 credit points for the mandatory elective course for the business psychology. So that's the reason they go here.
Okay.
But I would find it good when more people from the design faculty go to the pyramid.
Yeah, of course. And what was the most memorable moment during your work there?
I guess I have one story to tell. So it happened on the first team building event when we were in Ulm. And after the restaurant, so the plan was to go to the laser tag. And because our hotel was really big, like very, very, very big.
Wow.
Yes. But it was not tall. It was actually wide. And because of that, my and the other girls' room was really far away, and it was like a labyrinth to go through this whole hotel to get to our room on the last 3rd or 4th floor to get through the labyrinth of different stairs on the other different directions. So we actually kind of got lost.
Oh my God.
And then when we were in our room chilling, we were waiting for the message that we go downstairs
to the laser tag.
Yes, to the car, to our bus that take that picks us up and drives us to the laser tag. Yes, but when we went downstairs, nobody was there.
Oh no. Yeah.
Yes, so they were already gone. Exactly. So yeah, we were chatting them in the group chat. If they already there, so we are waiting for them, or if they already drove without us and they already went there.
Oh really? And
yes.
How did you get there?
So yeah, we were thinking if we will stay in the hotel or we'll go after them, but it was really far away actually on the maps, and we took 1 hour drive to get there. We went to the main train station, then we waited for like 20 minutes there outside for the train, then drove for like also 10 minutes, I guess, and then about 20 or 30 minutes by foot.
Oh my God.
Through this night Ulm.
Two girls?
Outskirts. No, we were not two, we were like five.
Ah, okay.
I guess.
Five people.
Yeah, something like this.
Yeah.
But still.
Is that not so scary?
Yes, so we came about 1 hour late. But we still got a chance to play 1-2 games.
Okay.
So. Yeah. And went then to the hotel altogether.
I hope it was fun.
Yes. Yeah, it's a thing to remember.
Okay, cool. And what did you learn from this experience, actually?
I can say that I improved my skills in communication in German, actually. Mm-hmm. Yes, because it's not my first language.
Yeah.
Yes, so also skills in analysis.
You mean data analysis? Or?
Yes, to analyze the tables, the graphics, mm-hmm, the books. So because we had to proof a lot of them.
Yeah.
So yes, after sometimes you get really good in it, I guess, in, mm-hmm, and notice these mistakes from a distance. And because I was in the team Springer in the pyramid event, it was really nice to try myself out in different roles in different teams,
mm-hmm,
because other people that were only in two teams that didn't change didn't have this opportunity. But yes.
Great. And the main question, what makes Pyramid Firmenkontakt Messe beneficial for students?
Pyramid helps a lot for students. For example, its main task is exactly to help them find a job or, mm-hmm, an internship.
Yeah.
But also for the organizing team, if you are a part of it, you get firstly 2 credit points.
Mm-hmm.
It can be as an obligatory
subject, yeah.
Yes, mm-hmm, obligatory elective subject, mm-hmm, or it can be, like it was for me, an elective non-obligatory subject, mm-hmm, which I did because I wanted to try, yeah, it. And also I find it really good to try it out because afterwards you can write it down in your resume and CV, mm-hmm, because a lot of firmen and a lot of companies in Germany know about Pyramid. And if they know that you took part in organizing it once, it also helps you a lot. And also, if you want to apply yourself for a scholarship,
yeah,
yes, it also can help you to write it down as a social engagement.
Oh, yeah, so.
I believe. And another fun benefit that students can get from Pyramid is that a lot of companies give away souvenirs, or they make some lotteries in which you can participate and win something.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Did you try it out for us?
Yes, of course. When I came home, I had really much shopping bags with some interesting stuff there, like socks or, I don't know, something, some anti-stress pens, notebooks to write something down, and so on and so on.
Yeah, and once my friend came home with 32 pens.
Oh my god.
And a really big amount.
32?
Yes. She really counted all of them.
Wow. Each pen from every company.
Well, it's not all of them. It's about 100 or more. But
yeah, of course, but
yeah,
too much.
And also one other friend received muesli box.
Wow.
Yes, really big one.
I didn't know that there are some
Oh, there were Wolf, I guess, bakery. Yeah, and also Aldi and Müller. They gave away food.
Ah, yeah, I remember.
And also once, 2 years ago, I remember there were Fritz Cola. They, mm-hmm, gave away cola, and also another company, they gave away ice cream, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
I remember eating ice cream and then drinking cola.
Oh, but it was not last year.
It was two years ago.
Oh, yeah. I hope this year it will be something interesting.
Because last year it was really cold, actually.
Mm.
Yeah. And this year, when will it be?
This year Pyramid Messe will be on 29th of April. Yeah.
Look forward to it.
Well, and do you know any success stories of students who found a job through the fair?
I don't really know a lot of people that got a job mm-hmm. there, but I do know lots of people who applied and had a lot of interviews there.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the pyramid also provides an opportunity to take part in the interviews that are happening exactly before or exactly when the pyramid starts mm-hmm. on the day of the event.
Yeah.
To take part in this, you have to register before, about a few weeks before, I guess, make a list of all the participants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you just go to the small room,
mm-hmm.
not in the big hall of the pyramid,
yeah.
but yeah, a very quiet room where you have a conversation, an interview,
mm-hmm.
where you talk with the firma you chose. Yes, but I know that you can choose only one firma, sadly.
Only one? Why?
Only one. Because there is a lot of people and they don't have this much time to talk with everyone. Yeah, and I know one friend that took part in this and she was the second candidate to get the job, but yes.
But sadly didn't make it.
Do you maybe know any successful experiences?
Actually, yes. I want to tell about my personal story, but maybe not mine, my and my friend's story. So my friend was applying for a job through the pyramid. She had an interview and finally she got a job. And then I asked her, like, wow, you got the job so quickly. How was the interview and for which company did you apply? And she sent me their email and said that they actually have now free vacancies and that I can apply also. And I applied and I also got a job. So we are working now. It's not actually a job. It's an internship for us. Yeah. So I'm now on my fifth semester and I have this internship and she is from another faculty, but we work together. So yeah, actually I don't get a job through the pyramid mess, but my friend did.
Yeah, it's a good story, actually.
Yeah.
I'm so happy that you really make it.
Yeah, I'm happy too, because it's really hard. I know that for lots of students, it's really hard to find an internship because no one actually wants to hire students. They have not so much knowledges and mostly company have a fear that they will leave in 6 months and I think lots of companies want students to stay there and continue to work. Yeah.
Yes, it's actually a big problem. I also tried to look for a student job there
mm-hmm.
This May. But I got some contacts actually. But the two firmas that I liked the most, they couldn't take me to the job because I was only the second semester
mm-hmm.
and it's too low for them.
Yeah, of course.
They want the student to be at least in the fourth and higher.
Yes. That's true.
But I believe it's anyway better to try, even if you're this low semester. Maybe you can still get a job for yourself or find a good context for the future.
Yeah, if you have like lots of knowledges and some skills,
mm-hmm.
It's really good for you and so you can find something.
Exactly.
Let's talk about how can students make the most of attending Pyramid Messe. Maybe they have to prepare something or...
Yes, I know a few tips. Actually, me and my team, we worked on this exact topic during the preparation of our Messe guide. It's written in this small section, how to apply.
And mm-hmm.
Yes. So it's beneficial when you prepare a resume or CV for yourself that you better print, I guess, because most companies would like to have it a print copy, maybe to see it, or you send it them digital later. So yes, firstly your CV, then it's good to prepare a small introduction or small talk which you would like to discuss with them. So about mm-hmm. your qualities, what you're good at, why you're looking, well, not why, but which job you're looking for. So yeah, that so that you will find it easier to communicate and it will be beneficial for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are looking for somebody who works and you are looking for the job.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. Also, if you don't have a photo, it's very easy to make one in the pyramid. So in
yeah, like
one
a
of
photo
the core
for a CV, yeah, you mean,
yes,
yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is one small photo station.
Mm-hmm,
yes,
yes,
where you can make a photo. I guess it's also free.
Yeah, it's free. Yeah. I made it last year.
Oh, was it good?
Yeah, oh. It was really nice. And they say that it will be prepared like in a month or something like that. But they sent me this photo like, I don't know, next week.
Well, it's really
I already get it. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's digital.
Yeah, it's digital.
Yeah.
And really good quality.
Yeah, that's really good.
I also wanted to say that maybe the most important thing to prepare is to make a research of companies that
yes.
will be
yeah.
In Pyramid Mass to know to which company you want to apply.
Yes, and I guess for this matter, the app helps a lot.
Yeah.
Because it's already there mm-hmm. and they will just update it before the Pyramid, I guess, again. Mm-hmm. But I looked through it sometimes before and it's actually... Almost all of the companies are there written, so even now you can look through the app and find something that you like and then go to their website and look if they have some job opportunities for you.
Yeah, or internships.
Yes.
If you're looking for that. What types of companies typically participate there?
As far as I remember, the most amount of companies were from the building industry and IT.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And also for the business people and economics.
Yes. You mean business administration? And
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, for the design students, it's kind of hard to find something.
Yeah,
but
there was not so much.
Yeah, but a small tip. The firms, the companies, they sometimes don't stick all the stickers that they need on their...
On their stands.
Yes,
yeah.
They mm-hmm. actually don't. So they may need somebody from the design faculty, but they don't write it down.
So you can
yeah.
you can come and ask.
Yes, so it's better anyway, it's better to ask them
mm-hmm.
yes, personally. And I guess it's it applies to every faculty, actually.
Yeah, maybe. By the way, how does Pyramid Mass differ from other career events? Do you know?
I know that the Pyramid Contact Messe is aimed actually to help students, but other contact messe, they aim to help everyone,
mm-hmm.
not only students.
So, yeah, the Pyramid Messe is actually only for students to help them to find internships or like working student jobs.
Yes, it's a good place.
Our next topic is about work and student life. So I wanted to ask you, where have you worked or where do you currently work as a student?
So currently I work as a working student at the Hochschule, our university.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I found this work not from the pyramid.
Yeah,
yes,
I understand. And
yeah.
What do you do?
I work on the 3D modeling, animations, and later implementation of these models in the virtual reality project.
That's nice. And how did your experience at Pyramid Mesa influence your future career choices? If you want to, I don't know, find a full-time job in the future or internship?
As of now, I have some experience in attending Pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
A few times, and for the next year I'll have to look for an internship, so this year I'll be more strict in searching for companies.
And about now, how do you manage to balance work and studies? So I know you're working just 20 hours?
8 hours only.
8 hours only? okay, so I think it's easy to balance work and studies now.
Yes. Yeah, it's just that in my studies we have a lot of projects to do.
Yeah, it's also like a work.
Yeah. So, and in conclusion, would you like to give some advice for students? The first question, what should students consider when choosing their first job?
I believe, firstly, it's important to think what you want to prioritize. So, for example, which exact job will you do? Or is it just doesn't matter and it's a matter of money? Yes. So, for example, if you are specific and sure in what you want to do,
mm-hmm.
it's good to look through firstly maybe websites that share the jobs for students.
Yeah.
Okay, so there are a few websites that help students find jobs because the firma shares them there. And, well, yeah, you can try to filter there some different types. For example, if you want to search for an analytics job, a designer job, or just to work in the factory or mm-hmm. the bakery. Yes. So, but if it's something more serious,
More serious, more specific.
Yeah, more specific. I guess it's much better to work good on your resume and portfolio.
Mm-hmm. So to have some skills.
You already have some skills, I guess.
Maybe to...
Yeah, to improve them.
To improve at your them, best. Yeah, right.
Yes, to improve them. And never be afraid to try it.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's true.
Yeah. From my experience, I can say that it's really scary, honestly, to apply for so many jobs. I got rejected a lot of times.
Yeah, me too.
It was sad. Yes.
It was sad, but it's okay. It's life.
Yes. After some times, you understand that it's okay. It's pretty normal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's just that you always have to try and be sure of yourself and always try to get a better version of yourself to increase your skills and try to be first to apply for the job.
Yeah, try to be quick. Great. So today we explored how pyramid method supports students, how it impacts their career paths, and heard an inspiring story from our guest. Thank you, Margaret, for an engaging discussion. Wishing you all the best in your career.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.